Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss the transactions that affect the income statement and or the balance sheet. To survive, a business must be profitable. This means that the revenues earned by providing goods and services to customers must exceed the expenses incurred. In July 2010, Metro Courier began selling services and incurring expenses. The explanations of transactions that follow allow you to participate in this process and learn the necessary accounting procedures. At its first transaction in July, Metro performed delivery services for customers and received $4,800 cash. This transaction increased in asset cash by $4,800, and stockholders' equity also increased by $4,800, and the accounting equation was in balance. The $4,800 is a revenue earned by the business, and as such, increases the stockholders' equity because stockholders prosper when the business earns profits. Likewise, if the corporation sustains a loss, the loss would reduce retained earnings. The effects of the $4,800 US dollars transaction on the financial position of Metro are: Metro would record the increase in stockholders' equity brought about by the revenue transaction as a separate account, retained earnings. This does not increase capital stock because the capital stock account increases only when the company issues shares of stock. The expectation is that revenue transactions will exceed expenses and yield net income. If net income is not distributed to stockholders, it is in fact retained. Due to complexities in handling large numbers of transactions, revenues and expenses affect retained earnings only at the end of an accounting period. The preceding procedure is a shortcut used to explain why accounting equation remains in balance. Okay, so again, your beginning balances. You have your 13.5 and your investment of $20,000 for trucks and $2,500 for office equipment. And then at the same time, you have your $6,000 in note payable of the liability that you owe and the $30,000 for your capital stock. And then your earned services, the revenue that you received, $4,800, it was debited to cash. Money brought into the business and recorded into a new account for retained earnings. Again, you want to keep your capital stock, all your stock, separate from your retained earnings, which is just your earnings, your revenue minus your expenses. If revenue is more than your expenses, obviously it's a net income. If your revenue is less than your expenses, you have a loss, okay? And again, by looking at the equation, assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity or stockholder's equity, you remain in balance. Metro performed courier delivery services for customers who agreed to pay $900 at a later date. The company granted credit rather than requiring the customer to pay cash immediately. This is called earning revenue on account. The transaction consists of exchanging services for the customer's promise to pay later. This transaction is similar to the preceding transaction in the stockholders' equity. Increases because the company has earned revenues. However, the transaction differs because the company has not received the cash. Instead, the company has received another asset, an accounts receivable. As noted earlier, an accounts receivable is the amount due from a customer for goods or services already provided. The company has a legal right to collect from the customer in the future. Accounting recognizes such claims as assets. The accounting equation including the $900 item is as follows. So as you can see, you earn services, revenue on account, so we've created the new accounts receivable account, which is an asset, $900, which is basically cash that you will receive in the future, and then it's also recorded under retained earnings because it's money earned, okay? And then again, you increase your assets, and you also increase your credit side. 8 days after receiving the bill, Metro paid $1,000 for the office equipment purchased on account. This is transaction 4A. This transaction reduced cash by $1,000 and reduced accounts payable by $1,000. Thus, the assets and liabilities both are reduced by $1,000, and the equation again balances as follows. Metro collected $200 on account from the customer in transaction 2B. The customer will pay the remaining $700 later. This transaction affects only the balance sheet and consists of giving up a claim on a customer in exchange for cash. The transaction increases cash by $200 and decreases accounts receivable by $200. Note that this transaction consists solely of a change in the composition of the assets. When the company performed the services, it recorded the revenue. Therefore, the company does not record the revenue again when collecting the cash. And you can see that here. Okay, so you collected $200 in cash, and it reduces the accounts receivable balance of what was owed from the $900, it reduces it down to $7. Okay? And then there is nothing applied to the credit side because you've already recorded the $900 revenue under the retained earnings earlier in the previous transaction. And again, you're still remaining in balance because you increased your cash, which is an asset, and you decreased an asset in the effect of remaining in balance. Metro paid employees $2,600 in salaries. This transaction is an example of cash for employee services. Typically, companies pay employees for the services after they perform their work. Salaries or wages are costs companies incur to produce revenues, and companies consider them an expense. Thus, the accountant treats the transaction as a decrease in an asset, which is your cash, and a decrease in owner's equity, the retained earnings, because the company has incurred an expense. Expense transactions reduce net income. Since net income becomes part of the retained earnings balance, expense transactions also reduce the retained earnings. And you can see that here. So you have cash, and you're going to pay your employees $2,600, so you're decreasing your cash, and you are decreasing your owner's equity because, remember, on the extended basic equation, you have your revenues and expenses that was added, which expounded the equation. And so, therefore, expenses and revenue are part of the owner's equity or stockholder's equity. So revenues you're adding to, expenses you're taking away. So that's why your stockholder's equity decreased by the $2,600. In July, Metro paid $4,000 cash for office space. This transaction causes a decrease in cash of $400 and a decrease in retained earnings of $400 because of the incurrence of rent expense. Transaction 5B has the following effect on the amounts in the accounting equation. Again, you are decreasing your cash by $400 and you are decreasing your retained earnings by $400 because, again, it's an expense, part of the expounded accounting equation. At the end of the month, Metro received a $600 bill for gas and oil consumed during the month. This transaction involves an increase in the accounts payable, which is a liability, because Metro has not yet paid the bill, and a decrease in retained earnings because Metro has incurred an expense. The accounting equation now reads, okay, so now you can see we've increased our liability side by $600, and we've decreased our stockholder equity side by $600. No assets were involved because you're paying for this on account, okay? Therefore, keeping the equation in balance. Part A of Exhibit 4 summarizes the effects of all the preceding transactions on the assets, liabilities, and stockholder equity of Metro Courier in July. The beginning balances are the ending balances in Part A of Exhibit 3, which was the ending balances for June. The summary shows subtotals after each transaction. These subtotals are optional and may be omitted. Note how the accounting equation remains in balance after each transaction and at the end of the month.